This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, 855-993-7569. Okay, I have two ideas today. Well, one idea and one observation. I went to see a screening earlier this morning about entrepreneurs, young entrepreneurs, and it turns out that from I think it's 20 to 35, the entrepreneurs are at the low, are down 24%. I don't know. I don't know if it's because Silicon Valley has dried up. You have to remember that Mark Zuckerberg is a generation essentially older than the startups that are starting now. And it follows four kids who are doing startups. It's a very interesting movie, but that wasn't what I wanted to talk with you about, although part of it is. Part of it is I have a great idea for an app, right? And some entrepreneurs can go ahead and take it, and they, if it's wildly successful, you can make a donation to my foundation. But here's my idea for an app. That, you know, on the cars, they have a thing so that when you're backing up, and in the new cars, the new auto drive, the new autos, they have all sorts of detection, presumably radar, that tells you when there's about to be an obstacle. It should be on your cell phone. So when people are walking down the street and they're about to walk into you, there should be a beep or something that says either stop or move or what. Wouldn't that be a great idea as opposed to all those people that just walk into you? Or are on a, and if they stop on a stairwell and there are people anywhere near around, it beeps you or gives you a mild electric shock or something. Because the technology clearly exists on cars, and pedestrians have become the new way of knocking other people aside, which is extraordinary. I know one of the things maybe we'll get to today is talking about positive technology, because the world has really changed. And I guess that's part of what the entrepreneur movie was talking about, of doing things that people have done or countries have done or somebody's done inefficiently to do it more quickly, more efficiently, better, quicker, with more transparency. I'm not sure that that's a solution to everything because as people lose touch with one another, they really do lose touch. But it was an interesting concept, but I decided that was my contribution to somebody coding a program that would allow people who are on their cell phone constantly to not bump into people, to not run into cars, to not stop in the middle of intersections or on stairs or whatever, and just sort of say, you know, a beep, just like your text message comes through, right? There's a, or you're, when you're getting a message, there's a kind of a, some kind of electronic signal. This one would say either stop or go to the left or something. So I think that's a great idea. That's because people have been bumping into me for the last 24 hours, and it's hot here. Okay, that was idea number one. Number two is a little more sophisticated, because there was a woman on the train, and she had her baby in one of those really fancy, expensive baby carriages, you know, the, like, I don't even, what they call McLarens or something. And she was sitting on the seat closest to the door, and she had her baby carriage essentially blocking one half of the door, which is a pain in the neck when people are trying to get on and off. So it's bad enough but in and of itself. But all I could think of was, well, the first thing I could think of was, it's a train, if somebody bumps that when they're getting on or off the train, that baby's going to go flying out through the door. And mom was on the phone. She wasn't paying any attention to that kid whatsoever. The kid was asleep and was maybe 3 or 4 months old. It was a onesie, so it was a little hard to tell. So first of all, mom is not paying any attention to that kid. Now, granted, the kid's asleep, so it's not crucial. But if the kid woke up, mom wasn't going to be aware. It occurred to me, because I've been reading stories, there was a story earlier this week about a woman who snatched a baby from a hospital and raised that child for 28 years. I also just saw a movie about it. I thought if somebody was walking by and just grabbed that baby carriage and then the doors closed, mom would be out of luck. I mean, that baby would be gone. And granted, people don't usually do that, and that would be an unusual thing. But still, mom was, I mean, there was no sense of protecting that child at all. And then the final kind of irritation, which admittedly I finally said something about getting off the train, is the mom had a diaper bag and her pocketbook in the middle of the handle for the McLaren. And as the train was moving, it was bumping the kids. It was bumping the kids' feet. And every once in a while, the kid would jump. But think about just anything banging your foot on a kind of rhythmic basis while you're sleeping. I mean, it's uncomfortable. And so I finally said, and this woman never made eye contact with anybody on the train, which is neither here nor there. But she never checked her kid. She never looked over to see if the kid was okay. She never, I mean, nothing. And the kid was okay. It was asleep, except that the heavy bags kept banging the kid's foot. So when I was getting off, I finally leaned over and said, "Your pocketbook is banging your kid's foot." And I got off the train, so and I wasn't really so much saying you're a bad mom. I was saying you may want to fix this because it's probably pretty uncomfortable for the kid. But what I was really struck by, and I've sort of whined about this before, is in the old days when you took your kid out for a walk, you would talk with your kid. You would sing to your kid, or you would talk about the butterflies, or you would just burble. Now people are on their phones, and they're quite often texting, so it's not even the sound of a human voice. Wonder what's going to happen to the next generation of kids. Because there's that there was that public service announcement that was on the program for years. I had it memorized of here's a baby. Brain, and here's a baby's brain when you sing or talk to it, and it's much more activated. So there. All right, that's my rant. I suppose the other thing that I would sort of point out to people right now is it's hard all over the country, and people will take their baby out and either overdressed, so that, and kids don't sweat very well. They don't have very well developed sweat glands, so it's very easy for them to overheat, or they'll be essentially naked without any covering on, but no sunblock either. And those little legs hanging out, and that's baby skin. That's skin that's really not been weathered at all. And you know that kid's going to get sunburned. So, all right, those are my mommy to the world statements for today. It's also National I Love My Feet Day. There's a museum in Toronto called the Shoe Museum. Is it the Shoe Museum? It is the Shoe Museum. I keep thinking of it as the Foot Museum, but it's the Shoe Museum, which I actually took my mom to, who's the Imelda Marcos of Denver. There's a lot of it that is Asian and Native American, because both of those sort of categories of people believe in the kind of mystic property of the feet, because that's what connects you to the earth. So they think that a lot of energy comes up through your feet. Yoga believes that energy comes up to your feet. And they're kind of a neglected part of our body until something goes really wrong with them. So it's National Give Your Feet a Massage Day. And reflexology is great. You can actually buy a sock that shows where the pressure points are in your feet. Great to teach children how to give you foot massages. A good investment in everybody's future. And it's actually one of my favorite holidays of all time. I have this notion that I could go into a bar somewhere and somebody would say the usual joy, but I don't go to bars and I don't drink. But it's National Thrift Shop Day. And any area that I've lived in for years, in a 50-mile radius, people, we've been saving some stuff for you. It was actually a true story when I lived in Massachusetts that I was parking the car, and this woman from, I think it was even Goodwill, was running alongside the car saying, "You're not going to believe what I've got for you today." My kid grew up thinking that anything she wanted she could have because it was not going to be very expensive. It was never hung up on a rack, but it was the thrift store, so anything she wanted. That turns out to not be a great policy for your child as she gets older, especially when she said, "My store is Saks." Oh, no. How did that happen? All righty, 855-993-7569. If you're going to be an entrepreneur, if you want to wiggle your feet, good idea, just cooling your feet off every once in a while. That especially ankles, wrists, back of your neck, good way to kind of cool yourself off. And how can we see National Thrift Shop? People, when I was growing up, thought I was chintzy. Now they think I'm really smart because I'm just recycling. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Technically, I wasn't invited to this wedding, but you can stroll into any event with a camera and people will assume you're the photographer. This bag's holding more than cameras. It's also got an RFID scanner that's picking up all your personal information. Debit cards, credit cards, even that key to your office. So while the bride's taking his last name, I'll be taking yours. Say cheese!
Do you have a stronghold on your identity? ID Stronghold pioneered RFID blocking technology over a decade ago. For about the same price as an unprotected wallet, you can get a stronghold on your credit cards, license, and other critical data with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses. Other RFID blocking technology simply isn't the same. Check the label. If it's not an ID Stronghold, it's probably weak.
I'm Walt Augustinowitz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets in bifold, trifold, and the popular mini style.
Get the original RFID blocking wallets. IDStronghold.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you ever feel like you're being watched? Like someone or some company is tracking your every move online? I know I do. That's why I trust Private Internet Access VPN to keep me safe when I'm online. I use it to encrypt my traffic and use an anonymous IP address. Private Internet Access keeps your internet traffic safe from unwanted eyes so you can finally feel safe. $40 a year for peace of mind is a no-brainer. Sign up today at PrivateInternetAccess.com. Once again, that's PrivateInternetAccess.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Introducing the fastest growing digital currency company in the world, OneLight. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLight. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
For Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-993-7569. Okay, this day in history seems to be a bit of a breather. As you know, I have this perception that August is a terrible month for human beings and Mother Nature, that it's that there are assassinations and murders and uprisings and just terrible things that happen. And then, in addition, there are earthquakes and tornadoes and all sorts of stuff. On this day in 1560, even before Manny and I were born, The Roman Catholic Church is overthrown and Protestantism is established in Scotland. There you go. Mary, Queen of Scots. In 1883, the first public performance of the Dominican Republic's national anthem, Himno Nacional, was performed. In 1907, the Pike Place Market in Seattle was registered as a historic district and opened. Have you ever been to Seattle? The Park Place Market is terrific. Yeah, they throw fish around, and it's been in some movies. It's a little bit touristy, but it's really fun. I didn't realize 1907. I mean, it's not. It probably doesn't predate Faneuil Hall in terms of a structure, but it probably predates Faneuil Hall in terms of a market.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, the movie I saw this morning was talking about Detroit and the Eastern Market in Detroit, which has been around. It's a relatively new one. And the person I was sitting next to said, well, gee, there's one like that in Cleveland. I said, there's one like that almost every place. And there's one in D.C., there's one in Boston, the Pike Place Market, which is right down on the water. It's really fun, and they throw, as I said, throwing the fish around is the hallmark of it. In 1908, Fantasmagorie, the first animated cartoon created by Emile Cole, is shown in Paris, France. And yesterday, there was the first animated cartoon was out of Germany. So this is a big month for animation. In 1953, the first meeting of Narconon happened in Southern California. That obviously AA is older than that, but Narconon, California, 1953. In 1958... Pioneer Zero, I don't know if it was called that originally, was the first attempt at lunar orbit, and it failed. But it was one of the first attempted launches beyond Earth orbit by any country.
Hmm.
So, expecting everything to succeed the first time is unrealistic, right? In 1977, the Soviet icebreaker Artica became the first surface ship to reach the North Pole. I didn't realize it had been that recent. Did you? 1977?
No, I did not know it was that recent.
Yeah. I mean, if I'd guessed, I would have guessed sometime in the 30s or something for no particular reason, but it's not true. In 1978, see, that's one of those things is that we have a completely different perspective. In 1978, Double Eagle 2 became the first balloon to cross the Atlantic when it lands in Misere, France, near Paris, 137 hours after leaving Prescott Isle, Maine. Can you imagine taking a hot air balloon across the Atlantic Ocean? And that's just sort of unbelievable, as far as I'm concerned. And 137 hours, what, about 5 days? No, 6 days. Yeah, about 6 days. Unbelievable. I mean, the things that people will do is just... I always am impressed with people who have the same more or less DNA that do extraordinary things. It's actually about five days and 17 hours. So there you go. 5 days all by yourself in a balloon. I mean, I used to be on the pro-am circuit for hot air balloons, but not for 5.5 days. Jeez. On this day in 1982, the first compact disc were released to the public, and do you want to guess where? Do you already know, Manny? Did you already check it out?
I did, kind of, already.
Where do you think the first CDs were released?
I'm going to take a wild guess and say Germany.
Did you peek, or were you right?
I already knew.
You peeked.
I already knew.
I wouldn't have guessed Germany. I probably, if I would have either said the United States or Japan. Germany. On this day in 1998... Monica Lewinsky. I remember doing an interview on this day, and someone said, what advice would you give to Monica Lewinsky? And I said, change your name. I remember that. I was serious. But she, I guess, decided to go a different route and started a line of pocketbooks, which is hard to be more Freudian than that. But so Bill Clinton admits in tape testimony he had an improper physical relationship. And the same day he admits before the nation that he misled people about their relationship. In 2008, this is kind of interesting just because of what's happened 8 years later. In 2008, American swimmer Michael Phelps became the first person to win 8 gold medals in one Olympic game. And he's now up to, what, 24 gold medals? No, I think 24 medals, 23 gold, 1 silver. As of yesterday.
He's got more. I think it's 23 gold and 28 total.
Because that would have been 24. It's amazing that the best swimmer of all times. Plus, isn't that a record for number of medals, Olympic medals, period?
I think it might be, yeah.
Yeah, amazing.
Quite a few.
He's on the cover with Simone Biles and the female swimmer. Oh, speaking of the Olympics, did you see? Because we covered this story earlier this week with the swimmer who said he was robbed at gunpoint, and it turns out he wasn't, or it looks like he wasn't.
Lochte, yeah.
Yeah. And apparently they said they were going to take his passport, but he may have already left the country. People are not really very amused by that.
Yeah.
You know, my guess is what happened is that that some woman of the night sort of took his money or something, and he couldn't really admit to that. So, I mean, there's more to this story, I think. Because people lie for really a very limited number of reasons to deal with the discrepancy between what is the case and which was the case. But that one, when his coach came out and said, essentially at the same time, didn't happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, one wondered. So, it's a shame. He had to explain to somebody what happened to his money. Lying, most people aren't that good at it, especially when you get the cops involved. They're pretty good at looking for holes in the story. So, Speaking of which, this isn't exactly a hole in the story, but it certainly falls into, well, I suppose it has to do with the police. Okay, so the Boston police commissioner said, all right, we're going to try a pilot program for 6 months, which is all the union would agree to, of body cams. We need 100 volunteers. Guess how many volunteered? None. So they're now randomly assigning it. Not a gold star for the Boston cops right now. Come on, guys, get with the program. Whether you want to or not, I guess. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
The safety oath. Repeat after me. I will safely bring safety to my facility and keep it safe. I will safely keep my people safe. I will put safety first in everything I do, and I will safely do so with Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Grainger's got over 100,000 safety products to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got your back. Call quickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
A great business needs a stunning website. And with Wix.com, you can do it all by yourself. Wix.com makes it easy to look amazing online, no matter what type of business you're in. Show off your images in a beautiful gallery. Grow your contact list and get all your social media in one place, just the way you want. Your customers are going to love it. So what are you waiting for? Show the world what you can do. Go to Wix.com and create your stunning website today. It's easy and free.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, 855-993-7569. Manny, should I ask that question on the air that I just asked you, or walk away from it?
You can ask me. I mean,
well, not, I was going to ask listeners as well, because I know what your answer is. But here's what I did. I know everybody thinks that the coolest part of the program happens between the spots, which is not true. And if it's something interesting, I'll tell you, like I'm doing now. All right. So last night I went to a screening, and I took a sort of an acquaintance of mine who wanted to go see the movie with me. And so he was my guest. He hadn't been invited, and he wanted to see it, so I took him as my guest. And he went to the men's room, and I saved our seats, and there were three seats. He was on my right, and then another guy who I don't know very well. I don't know his name, but we see each other at screenings all the time. And they're both African-American. And so they're big, fancy seats. And so when my guest came back, I started to sit down, and I started laughing, and I said, I feel like an Oreo, because I was sitting between these two guys. And now, one of these guys is my guest. And the other guy, I mean, he knows me. I mean, and so I turned to him and I said, hopefully you're not offended. He said, well, I sort of am. And I said to him, and then today when I went to a screening, there were two people that one of the guys I knew and a woman whom I didn't know, they were both African American, and they were talking, and I came over and they were making a space for me to sit between the two of them, and I said, no, you guys are talking. And they said, no, you can sit here. And I said, okay, you know, if I said I felt like an Oreo, and they both started laughing. So I said to Manny, was I out of line on this? And he said, no. So I thought we'd put on the Facebook, was I out of line? I mean, and you can, because it was not meant offensively. It just was, you know, this the whitest white woman anybody knows sitting between two. I could have just said, hey, two really handsome guys, which they were. They just happened to be, as we say, men of color. And we actually sort of had up on the website today the idea of advertising for a person of color roommate. And I was, so if you're offended by it, send me an email and say that was really offensive, Brown. Or if you're offended, you can send me an email. All right, rather than putting it up, because I think it's too long a story to put up on Facebook, don't you?
Yeah, probably.
A little too complicated. So,
or if you happen to be listening, and
you can call me,
or you can post, because listeners can post on the Facebook page too. So if they
okay,
yeah, so
they, yeah, just say yes or no, and it's okay to say yes, because so I turned to him and I said, look, the intent was not to be offensive. I just thought. And I thought, you know, the more you explain this, the worse it's going to get. So just shut up. And if he's offended, he's offended.
I thought it was funny. You told me. I was like, nah, it's fine.
Well, because, and you know, the whole term Oreo used to be somebody who considered themselves African-American, but were really, you know, they were really sort of racist. But it was, the term Oreo, as I knew it, was applied to African-Americans who were sort of, self-hating kind of thing is, but whatever. But this was not. I don't know. I think he was a little. Next time I won't ask, or next time I won't. Well, I probably will say it because if things occur to me, they tend to kind of come dribbling out of my mouth.
Well, what did your guest say?
He didn't say anything. I should. The next time I'm running into him, I'll ask him. He did leave pretty quickly after the movie, so maybe he was offended, too. As far as I'm concerned, he had no right to be offended, because even if he was offended, he was my guest. And so he sort of, he owed me, and so if he was offended, that canceled the debt. But I'll have to ask him the next time. I don't think he was.
I will say, like, just speaking for myself, I mean, I'm, like, the most easygoing, laid-back kind of person you'll ever run into. So it takes a lot to really, like, offend me. Like,
well, and clearly, there was no malicious intent.
Right. Well, for me, that's just it. Like, I would have to, in order for me to be offended by something, I would have to almost feel like it's a personal attack.
Well, and if anything, it was sort of me joking about me, not really them.
Right. Well, that's just it. Yeah. Like, that's why
it was self-effacing. Yeah.
That's why when you told me, it was just kind of like, nah, it's fine. Because it's, number one, it's a joke. It's a lighthearted joke. And number two, you're not attacking anyone.
No.
And you're not trying to put down anyone.
So, no.
You know.
I'll have to ask him the next time I see him, unless he doesn't speak to me, and then I'll know. All right. So the first thing, which doesn't really relate to this, but sort of does, is we were talking about. I'm trying to remember exactly what the Facebook. There was a news story that had to do with this. And then I told the story of a relative of mine who, when he was very young, was dressed as a cowboy, and somebody said something ugly to him, and he teared up. He's about five at the time. And his mom said, cowboys don't cry. And I said, be an astronaut. The idea that crying is a perfectly good way of liberating feelings. And I know a lot of men, I think it was somebody was talking about crying in a movie. A man was crying in a movie. So we asked, guys, all right, what makes you cry? So, Manny, does anything make you cry other than the idea of my stomping on your feet or something like that?
Well, two moments, I guess certainly, you know, a death in the family.
Yeah.
Anything like that, or a death of just a close, you know, a loved one or some sort of close acquaintance. But I do think about... I cried as a kid when I watched The Lion King.
Yeah.
When Mufasa died. I was like a baby. And then most recently, I, my sister just got married about, almost 2 weeks ago now. It was on Friday the 5th, so almost 2 weeks ago, about 12 days ago. And I was a groomsman in the wedding, and I cried during the wedding.
You know, you read my mind. I was going to ask you, do you cry at weddings? I do.
I usually don't. Well, that's the thing. I usually don't, but this was my sister. Me and my sister are very, very close, and so...
Did she cry at the wedding?
She cried when her and her husband started to share their vows. She started crying.
Yeah.
And actually, part of what got me going was...
Well, she started crying.
Well, no. Yeah. What got me going was I looked in the... You know, because I walked down the aisle... I stood up there, and then I looked back. I looked back. My mom is crying. I've got, like, you know, I've got cousins that are crying. I've got aunts that are crying. I'm just looking over, and I'm like, well, no, they, you know, no shame in me just letting loose a little bit, you know. So yeah, I end up crying, and then, of course, at the reception, I got up and started to make a speech, and almost lost it there, too, but I held it together pretty good. So
good for you.
I'm not afraid to admit when I cry.
Exactly. It's just, it's strong emotion. You know, I cry at, like, the Olympics when somebody, or documentaries when somebody finally wins, and the Kodak puppy ads. I mean, but women are given so much permission to cry.
Yeah.
I'll tell you when I don't cry. I was working as an engineer on the space program, and so I don't think they had fired me yet. I've only been fired twice in my life, and they couldn't have fired me because I know that particular job, they waited until I went on vacation and sent me a telegram and fired me. But they were giving me a hard time for no particular reason. It was in the old days, and it was being sexually harassed, and if it happened today, I don't know if I'd sue them, but I would certainly threaten to sue them. But nobody did things like that, and I was the only woman. And I still have a scar on my palm from digging my fingernail into my palm so I wouldn't cry. Because if you're a woman in a man's world and men expect you to cry as a manipulative technique, you don't cry. And I was very unhappy and very sad, but I didn't. I was determined not to cry. So I'm crying at weddings, but not at firings. So, all right, let's see what makes our guys cry.
Matt says emotional father son movie scenes.
Yeah, good for you. Yeah.
Barbara says I know my son cries if anything is wrong with his dog or cat. Also, when he's drunk and missing his father. He's 40, by the way.
There is something about fathers and sons, isn't there? Okay. The drunk is a little alarming, but that's okay.
WD says death in the family.
Yeah.
John says when something goes right.
Yeah, I think that's true, that there is more of a tendency. I'm with him, that when things go wrong, you kind of tough it out or swear. But when things go right, that sense of jubilation, the sense that I think that's really when you want to let loose, when you want to just immerse yourself in the feelings. When things go badly, you kind of, at least I tough it out and just kind of do what you need to do.
And then the last one here from Sam. Sam says, I cry when my woman cheats on me.
You know, I was surprised it didn't come up before that. I cried when the judge handed down the divorce settlement, and I feel that she got the elevator, I got the shaft. Alrighty, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Do you know that good digestion is your body's first line of defense? Millions of Americans suffer from poor digestion. It shows up in the form of heartburn, acid reflux, GERD, irritable bowel syndrome, indigestion, constipation, diarrhea, and many other symptoms. Healthy digestion relies on armies of friendly bacteria. These good bugs keep bad bugs in check. Probimune, a new, uniquely developed probiotic, is scientifically proven to get to your gut and deliver the benefits of improved digestion. Probimune is an immune system booster and a digestive health enhancer. It's simple to use, and most importantly, you will feel Probimune working, soothing, and relaxing the gut. Get yours today by visiting younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Again, that's 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off your first order.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Give my regards to Broadway. Remember me to Herald Square. Tell all the folks on 42nd Street that I will soon be there.
Okay, Judy, I didn't see you in the audience on Friday night for Troilus and Cressida. Oh, I know why. You're going to the big Central Park in the sky. All right, so Troilus and Cressida was the public theater's Free Shakespeare in the Park this year, among others. The play itself is one that you may have not seen. It's written by Shakespeare, obviously, or wouldn't it be Shakespeare in the Park? But there's some question about whether it was actually ever performed in Shakespeare's lifetime. It was one of his last plays, and you can see why it might not have been performed. How do I say this gently? It's a kind of a crummy play. It's got all the things that you expect in Shakespeare's play, but they're all dumped in one play. You've got a love story, you've got a betrayal, you've got a token that's exchanged between lovers that's then misinterpreted. You've got a war. You've got a kidnapping. You've got rivalry between brothers. You've got a comedian. I mean, it just, but it's all in one play. So there's no kind of story to follow per se, except that Troilus and Cressida are lovers, and they are introduced by her uncle, Pandarus. But when the most interesting person in the play is the narrator, you've got a problem. Now, this is kind of an unfair thing to say, because the terrific John Glover plays Pandarus, and he's wonderful. He's going to be in Falsettos later on Broadway. He was in the original Falsettos. He's a wonderful actor. The rest of the cast is also very good. There's no criticism of the staging. There's no criticism of the acting. There's no criticism of the music. It is 3 hours long and could certainly have been a bit shorter. It's done in modern dress, so you don't actually have to worry about what's going on. In fact, the idea is you've got a whole lot of characters that you've heard of before. You've got Ajax, Helen of Troy, Menelaus, Hector. So you've got a whole lot of known figures from the Greeks. You've got Agamemnon, Ulysses, Diomedes. Ajax, but not Achilles. So you've got some very well-known names. And the idea is that Cressida, after Troilus and Cressida have spent one idyllic night together, just pledge undying love and fidelity to one another, and then she's exchanged as a hostage. And the idea is that that her protector, Diomedes, is the only one who's going to keep her from getting essentially raped by the rest of the soldiers. So it's a fairly modern setting, and the soldiers are all dressed in, like, battle gear from Iraq. But the play's a mess, and it's very long. So, but Shakespeare in the Park is kind of a New York phenomenon, and so it's worth doing for that. Do I think that Troilus and Cressida is going to make the Broadway? Nope, I don't. First of all, the play's not very good. It's 27 people in the cast. It's a huge cast. And it's just not a very good play, and which is an extraordinary thing to say about Shakespeare, right? Okay, it's just not one of his... Not only is it not one of his best, it's probably his worst. And there are plays that I've seen that are not performed very much and are not Shakespeare's favorite that are much better than this one. So this one, it was fun to be there, and John Glover is terrific. And the rest of the cast was wonderful as well. He's just the name that I knew the best, and I'd seen him before. But it's just the play. It's hard to follow. It's they have the entire scenario of the play written in the playbill, so you don't get as lost as you think you're going to be. All right. I thought what I would do right here is tell you about some really good plays that if you're going to be around anytime soon, you should go see, because they're closing. Finding Neverland survived a lot longer than anybody expected to be. It's not a great play. It's basically the backstory of how Peter Pan was written, Jan Barry. It's kind of sad, but it's worth seeing. Les Mis comes, it goes. It's a great play. If you've never seen Les Mis, go see it now. Although it's kind of become like Cats, which is now back, and it's performed a lot. But the difference between seeing a really good cast and a sort of not a really good cast is a lot. But the songs are great, the story is great. So Les Mis is closing on Broadway. Probably the best of the group here is The Curious Incident of the Dog of the Night, which is wonderful. It won the Tony. It's a terrific play. You have to pay attention. It's about an English teenager with Asperger's who's also a genius, and he's trying to figure out how his dog got killed. It's a terrific story. Make sure if you go to see The Curious Incident of the Dog of the Night time, you stay for the... after the curtain call, because they tell you that they'll explain one of the mathematical theories, and they do, and it's magical, even if you're not a math nerd like me. So the Curious Incident of the Dog of the Nighttime is absolutely worth seeing. Grab it if you're going to be around. An Act of God, I liked it the first time around when I saw it with Jim Parsons. This is with Sean Hayes. As I mentioned yesterday, there's something to offend everybody. It's a delight. And they say it's a one-man show. It's not. It's One Man and Two Angels. It's great fun. It'll be there through. Most of these things run through after Labor Day. I think most of them close on right after Labor September 4th. A Fun Home is not an easy play. It will stay till the 10th. It's won a whole lot of awards. It happens in a funeral home, and the kids, I saw both downtown and when it moved to Broadway. Terrific cast, many of whom won all sorts of awards. It's smart. It's a different kind of musical, and a lot of the original people are still in the cast, including Michael Cerveris. If you're going to be around, go see one of, there's some wonderful new plays, and I know everybody wants to see Hamilton, which you should, if you get a chance to see Hamilton, go see it. But there's some really good alternatives that are closing, which means the reason they're closing is because they're not getting the number of people to see it anymore, so you should be able to get a ticket at TKTS or call ahead. TKTS is in Times Square. You go stand in line, day of performance. The tickets are usually the best seats in the house for half price plus a small, like $2.50 or $3 or something, service charge. So Les Mis, if you haven't seen it, it's certainly worth seeing. Curious Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime is a wonderful play. An Act of God is entertaining and thought-provoking. Fun Home is probably the one, well, between Curious Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime and Fun Home, they're both very smart. They're very unusual. They're very innovative. They're in some ways the future of Broadway, although we said that before, Hamilton, and Hamilton is a lot about hip-hop. But live theater is unlike anything else. So their movies are great, but when you get a chance, go to the theater. All this is at drjoy.com on Dr. Joy Brown.
The show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.